kind of is torn apart by other things like the black suit, and it just keeps unraveling.
It's obviously, it's matured. They're getting older. The idea of marriage comes up in the film. It's a much more complex relationship. It's a much deeper relationship. Their love is much more intense. And I think it's really realistic and very, very truthful and therefore like gut-wrenching.
James Franco returns as Harry Osborn, who undergoes a big transformation in the film. He enjoyed returning to the film's family once again.
With Toby, Kirsten, and Sam, it was fantastic because, you know, we have been working together almost 5-6 years. And so there's a great rapport and working relationship between all of us.
Kirsten Dunst says that Harry and Mary Jane may rekindle something from their past in this particular film.
Peter is basically off in his own world. And then, I mean, Harry's always been a longtime friend of Mary Jane. So they hang out and then stuff happens.
Acclaimed actor Thomas Hayden Church, who starred in the hit film Sideways, is Flint Marko, who becomes Sandman.
He's a guy beset with tragedy and just tries to do the best he can to protect his daughter and survive while protecting her.
Topher Grace is Eddie Brock, who is Peter's rival at the Daily Bugle for his photographer's job. But there's more as he undergoes a transformation into a new villain, Venom.
Comes after two of the most successful films ever, where there was a really bold line between good and evil, that they've made that line kind of fuzzy, and there are a lot of shades of gray in this movie. You're not sure if Spider-Man's even really a good or a bad guy in this movie. And that's dealing with the real world in a fictional setting, in a